As we go to the table, or come to the table of the Lord this morning, as always, we have this cup and we have this piece of broken bread. It's a cup of wine, if you have wine. If not, pour some other liquid. Jesus, the night he instituted this wonderful opportunity of faith, used wine, intoxicating liquid. They are but symbols. They represent the substance, which is Christ. And the instruction at the table was, when we do this, we are to do it in memory, in remembrance of him. That is, through these symbols, we look to and remember Jesus and what he did. Paul warns us about partaking unworthily in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And he defines what unworthily, what partaking unworthily means, that is, not discerning the Lord's body, the substance. That wonderful letter called Hebrews, which some call the gospel according to God, tells us of Jesus. And it says, that he is heir of all things, by whom also he, that is Jesus, made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, that is the outraying, that is the expression of God on the stage of history, the express image of his person. If you want to see God, look at Jesus. Speaking of his power, he says, upholding all things by the word of his power. And I want to concentrate on these last two statements about Jesus when he had by himself purged our sins. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When you sit down, that means you're finished. this cup reminds us of what Jesus did. If we go further in this letter of Hebrews to the 9th chapter, and we go to the 14th verse, it says, well, it's the whole 9th chapter is talking about Christ the mediator. And it says, of that which took place in the Old Testament was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to conscience. And then we go to the 14th verse, and it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot, that is, without fault to God, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This word, conscience, is used 32 times in the New Testament. The word in the Greek is sunaidesis, and it's translated conscience. It comes from another Greek word, sunodia. Sun, it's a two-part word. Sun means with, and odia means perception. Many think the conscience is that which guides us. Oh, if it were man's conscience, God calls us corrupt, and corrupt according to deceiving desires. But God's word declares that by himself Christ purged our sins, and this which is being declared in the 14th verse, it says it should purge our perception of dead works. Why? Because Christ, after having purged by himself our sins, he sat down. The work is finished. It's finished. And we come to this table remembering what Christ did, and that the work is finished, and we have a right perception when we see what God did. This table of the Lord is also known as the Eucharist. It means thanksgiving. And when we have with perception. Seeing that Christ did the work, purged us from our sins, and sat down, the work being finished, we lift the cup with thanksgiving. Perceiving, seeing through this cup Jesus, and the work was done. And we lift it. And we thank God for His grace. In Jesus. Amen. But He went even beyond purging our sins by Himself. Isaiah 53 declares that not only did He take all our sins upon Himself, but He took our infirmities also. By that act, the Word of God declares that by His stripes, we were healed. If you have heard and perceive with or through the Spirit of God, then you can, by faith, with joy, take this bread and declare that which God's Word declares. With His stripes, Peter said, we were healed. Take it. In Jesus. Amen.